be traveling through.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. My name is Chris Switzer. I am your host. My normal co-host is a visiting family, okay, so she won't be here today, but we have a great guest, actually, for this show today. His name is Millennial Mikey, and you can find his work at www.millennialmikey.net. I posted a recent video with him for his work called The Generational Curse of the Jew. You can also see that at his website, of course. And without further ado, I will introduce to you Millennial Mikey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me okay, Chris?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Wonderful. What's up, everybody? Some of you may know me. Some of you probably don't. Most of you probably don't. But we'll get through that part, because I'm pretty sure after this show, you'll pretty much know who I am.
Indeed. Indeed. So I'm really glad to have you on the show. You know, we met in Florida, of course, when we went down there for activism, and it was truly one of the bright spots of my time down there. You know, was meeting you and doing this work with you and getting to see how your mind works and putting it all onto paper. It's pretty cool.
Right. I agree. And we pretty much had a chemistry when we were going through this work, and even before we were talking while we were on the tour, like, we just pretty much had the same mind. Basically, I guess when we communicated, we saw a bit of each other in ourselves. So it was very, I guess you could say, refreshing to be able to talk to someone on that level. And no disrespect to the guys at GDL. I know you've spoken out publicly about how you feel about them. But at the end of the day, opinions be heard. I told them, what can I do to help you guys using my own talents? Because I'm not a shout at anybody, hold the sign, get in your face kind of person. I like to deal with having discourse, debates, and talking on an intellectual level, so that way people can see that when we're doing this type of work, it's not out of any kind of emotion or any kind of trendiness. Because, and I bring that up because this is important. Now, after what happened with the tour, now the anti-Semitism thing is trending. And I don't want people to think we're doing this because it's trendy or it's going to be the, you know, flavor of the week or the month or the year. This is something that Chris, and definitely I can speak for myself, that we've studied in depth, really kind of had to filter out some of the misinformation. We may not get it 100%, but we're going to get close to at least 90% accurate information, and then sharing it with people on a very very calm, very respectful, and so you can learn something, because you can only learn so much doing certain things. And I think what you and I came up with when we were, you know, doing our video, and when we shared it with the guys at GDL, we were hoping they would take that on and then use it to evolve their movement. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. I personally don't like, and I told you this, Chris, I don't like to burn bridges, so I do still communicate with them. So, but until there's a reason for me to burn a bridge, which for me personally hasn't happened yet, but until that reason manifests, I will continue to, you know, at least speak to them on a, you know, on a pretty allied level. So I just want to put that out to you. I hope you don't look at me any differently for that.
No.
I really respect your reason for doing what you did. But
like
I said, you know, there's people within GDL that I really do respect. And I mean, like I said, for the most part, I respect them all. But, like, you know, there's friendships I've made. I still keep in contact with some of the guys. So it really was a rewarding experience. And it was the first time I actually got out there and actually did some in real life activism. I've always done my work behind a computer screen. I've always was, you know, a writer, a researcher. So it was kind of interesting to actually take part in an in real life activism. So I don't regret it, Jen. Just like you said, you don't regret it. Well, neither do I.
Exactly.
We did what we had to do to show that where we stand. And now other people, you know, in their own style, of course, should do the same. Because it's, if you notice, things are really, the screws are really tightening, not only in this country, but I think it's a lot worse in other places like Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom, where they I think they are starting to get it now. Like, yeah, something's wrong and we got a big problem and we need to expose it before it gets worse. Because the opportunity is there, but the window is closing. But that's my opinion. Some people might think, oh, it's too late. Some people are maybe highly optimistic. I try to keep that middle balance of, well, there's a chance, but that window is closing. So that's where I stand as far as that is concerned.
I think I see it the same way as you with, you know, the window, the small window of opportunity. Because there's always, you know, the present. We only have the now, obviously. So
of course, it's
you know, we can't be defeated before we even attempt a solution. So I see it that way as well. I do, and I gained a lot from the tour, and I have no regrets. It was rewarding, you know, like you said, and I mean, geez, you know, at Chabad Lubavitch, seeing Jesus Lives in the Sky, you know, was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I don't think that was a coincidence. And if somebody might say, oh, well, that day, that was a coincidence. Really? Is on that day where they were protesting a very evil organization like Chabad Lubavitch, and all of a sudden that just, that skywriting appears? Unfortunately, I came the day after. So, well, no, I was there that day. But
that
I
night.
Just got in.
Yeah,
that night. Yeah, I drove in from where I'm at to Florida. It was about a 6.5-hour trip. And I didn't go to that protest because I didn't get any sleep. So I had to rest up before, you know, actually going to one of the protests. Mm-hmm. So, but then it turned out to be for the best because when they went back out the next night, which was the comedy show, which honestly I thought was counterproductive, but again, my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But
that
was the night you and I did that video. So,
yes.
And I said we had to do that video because I knew you were leaving the next day, which I was bummed out about. I was like, wow, really? Like, I finally meet you, and now, I got to go tomorrow. Like, what?
I know.
But I've been kind of the... Yes, absolutely. Well, I've been developing the work that we shared with our audience. By the way, one more thing I think we should point out, and you should let your listeners know too. Chris's BitChute channel is banned in probably about 90 to 95% of Europe. I actually put the notification on my video that you were banned, and like, if you're in Europe and you're trying to watch it on Freedom Ministries channel, you're going to have to either see it on my website, and this is not to promote me, this is for your European audience. But, like, you know, if you're in one of the European countries, like Switzerland, Greece, France, Germany, the UK, Ireland, you'll probably have a better chance watching it on my channel or on my website if you want to check that out.
Yes.
So I just want to let everybody know that. Anybody listening in Europe who didn't see the video yet and couldn't, you can go to my site or millennialmikey.net, or you can go to my BitChute channel, which is under Millennial Mikey, and you'll be able to see that.
Indeed. Absolutely. But, yeah, that's important. I appreciate you pointing that out.
Yeah, I had to throw that out because some people may not even know that your channel is banned. And if if they're doing that, you're doing something right. Fortunately, and I guess I can say fortunately because it is a good thing, but then it might be a reflection on myself. BitChute hasn't banned me anywhere. Like every country can still get my channel and stuff like that. And then I talked to you about it. I was like, hey, maybe this is a reflection on me. Maybe I'm not ruffling the right feathers. Maybe I'm not ticking the right people off. So we've been I've been developing this work, and the detail that's going to be going through this, we could do a show for about 10 hours, but I know we don't have 10 hours. So I actually have to try to abridge most of this work. There's some sections I'll probably get to. And for those who may or may not know, I'll give you just a quick rundown before you might have to go to break. I don't want to cut into that.
Sure.
But so we were talking about the evolution of evil or the degradation of the Jewish people. And I said to Chris, we have to start with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, because there's a key statement that was said in Matthew 27:25 that the Jews of that time accepted the responsibility for Christ's murder and accepted the blood on their hands. Now, if you notice, and throughout the Bible, there's a lot of talk about blood. So by accepting the responsibility for the death of the Messiah, now they are cursed. This began the degradation of the Jewish people and the evolution of evil. So you got Talmudism, which now the Babylonian Talmud became their highest text over the Torah. And then you have Sabbateanism, which was a Jewish religious movement started by Sabbatai Zevi on June 18th, 1666.
66,
so numerically, you break that down, which we did in the video, 6, and then the 18, 6 plus 6 plus 6, and then 1666, well, that's obvious. And he claimed to be the Jewish Messiah. And his quote was, "If we all can't be saints, let us be sinners." And then this is where crypto-Jews started coming into play, because Zevi converted to Islam when threatened with beheading, but he still kept his Jewish and Sabbatean roots. So on the surface, he was a Muslim, but in the deep aspect of it, he was still Sabbatean, and he was still practicing Jew. From there, you have Frankism, started by Jacob Frank in the late 1700s, and this was an offshoot of Sabbateanism. And Jacob Frank teamed up with Rothschild and Adam Weishaupt, and this started the Order of Perfectibilists, or the Order of the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati, whichever name you want to use. And this was a combination of three things: Rothschild's money power, which I call the cursed Jew Rothschild banking dynasty, and then you have the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt, who came up with the ideology, and then Frank, who injected the poison of Frankism, which would destroy the Jewish people. So for people who want to know, am I pro-Jew or am I anti-Jew, I would have to say that I'm not anti-Jew in the sense that if someone is Jewish but accepted Christ and they repent from their ways, I'm not anti them. But what I am anti is this Jewish curse that has grabbed hold of the soul of the Jewish people, which caused them to think that they have every right to rule over Gentiles, to steal from Gentiles with no penalty, to murder a Gentile, to enslave a Gentile. So, like, this is something that normal people, this is not the thinking of normal people. This would be the thinking of a demon or a cursed person. So that those three things, you got the Order of the Perfectibilists or Order of the Illuminati. And then you have connections with the Kahila. Some people say it's pronounced Kahila, but it doesn't matter at this point. But that's K-E-H-I-L-A. Look that up if you don't know who it is, because I didn't know until last year that this was an organization. But it's a Jewish organized society. They're considered an ultra-Orthodox Jewish society, but it controls Jewry at the highest level, and kind of like Chabad Lubavitch. And I'm thinking that... they're either partners together, or they might be one and the same. Like, you know, the Kahila is the name nobody knows about, but Chabad Lubavitch, and this is just speculation. I'm not saying this is true. Like I said, this is, I try to make connections as much as possible, whatever makes logical sense. So the Kahila could be Kaban Lubavitch, just under a different name. And also the Kahila, another thing that I should throw out there, is responsible for B'nai B'rith, which is the Jewish secret society. Okay, so now from that, with the combination of the Kahila, the Illuminati, you came up with Judeo-Freemasonry. Now, there was such a thing as craft masonry, which was Gentile masonry based off the release of the Christ impulse due to the crucifixion of Jesus. When he said, "It is finished," that was the Christ impulse being released. So people can now, as long as they accept the sacrifice, they can now be spiritually grafted into God's family, or true Israelites, or true Jews, not the ones that are the synagogue of Satan. But from Judeo-Freemasonry, this came about was when the Jews infiltrated Gentile masonry in order to, quote-unquote, illuminize it through the use of the Kabbalah being inserted into Western occult tradition. And also by 1782, this was when the Congress of Wilhelmsbad decided to allow Jews to enter the lodge. So ever since late 18th century, early 19th century and on, around that time, all Freemason doctrine was Judeo-Freemasonic doctrine. So then you have two courts. You have the Judeo-Freemasonry, which is the outer court, and then the inner court, which is Illuminized Masonry. So that is the progression of the evil, of evolution of evil, or Hechabalot Yahudim, which is the Jewish curse. Or you can call it the degradation or the deterioration of the Jewish people. So that's basically a cliff notes on what that video Chris and I did during the tour. So if you want the details, you can, like I said, go to my BitChute channel. If you're in the U.S. or any other countries that are not banned, you can still watch it on Chris's channel. So I don't want to take any thunder away from your content. So you can check that out.
You may need a VPN, though, virtual private network.
If you have a VPN, you should be all right if you're in Europe. But if not, you can still watch it on my BitChute channel. Apparently, I'm allowed to be on in other countries. Like I said, that may come soon where I'm banned too, but for the time being, if you're in Europe, you can watch it on my channel. And you can watch it on my website, millennialmikey.net. So I guess what the next thing we need to talk about is a little bit of further research that I've done. So I tell people start with Christ's murder, which they should, but then you could even take this further back than that. And this goes back to Genesis chapter 3, which I term the first lie, / ye shall be as gods. So this comes to the serpent. This is about the serpent, and I'm going to try to go through this quick. This is Genesis chapter 1 to 5, and for people who may not understand the version of the Bible I'm using, it's the concordant literal version. I use many other Bibles to, compare the, just compare how they're translated. But the concordant literal version is basically the translation from the concordance, the Strong's Concordance, or all the Bible concordances themselves. So let me just go through this quick, because I know you got a break coming up, but I want to try to fly through this. So this is Genesis 3, 1 to 5. And the serpent comes to be the craftiest of all field life, which was made by Yahweh Elohim. And saying is the serpent to the woman, indeed, then the Elohim says, not eat shall you from any tree, from any fruit in the, not eat shall you from any tree garden. And saying is the woman to the serpent, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we are eating. Yet from the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, the Elohim says, not eat of it shall you, and not touch it shall you, lest you be dying. And saying is the serpent to the woman, not to die shall you be dying. That's the first lie. So, or ye shall not surely die, for people who may be a little confused. For the Elohim knows that in the day you eat of it, unclosed shall be your eyes, and you become as the Elohim, knowing good and evil. And the emphasis is there, but we'll talk more about that after the break.
Yes, we'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. For those just tuning in, you are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I am your host, Chris Switzer. I'm joined today by my guest, Millennial Mikey from millennialmikey.net. Please check out his website and please subscribe to him on BitChute, also the same moniker, Millennial Mikey. When we left off, he was going through Genesis and actually kind of decoding or decrypting the first lie, as he put it. And I will let him continue with what he's describing, which is essentially apotheosis, which in Masonic tradition is the sense that, hey, man can become God. And I'll let you continue, Mikey.
Right. It's funny. I was going to mention apotheosis when we got back, but you beat me to it, which is cool.
Sorry.
If you're just tuning in, I just went through Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. So let me move on from there. So when Adam and Eve, they submitted to the first lie, that's when sin entered the world. So the serpent, because now we're going to talk about symbolism a little bit. The serpent has been used as an ancient symbol for wisdom, but I speculate this, and maybe many of your listeners will confirm this or agree with me, to be man's flawed wisdom without God's natural order, which is logos. And we're going to talk a little bit more about logos as we go along in the show as well, but I just want to keep it on track here. So the thing is, man sets his efforts according to his or her moral relativistic standards. And this is why things like totalitarian ideologies like Marxism, they're steeped in moral relativism, because it eliminates a creator and places man as the highest and most intelligent being fit to rule the earth. And then also another form of this moral relativism is the transhumanist agenda, which is being pushed like in a major way right now. And that's going to go into the whole COVID-19 experimental mRNA genetic modifications. We're going to talk about that today, too. But the transhumanist agenda is also steeped in moral relativistic ideology, whereby man is merged with artificial intelligence to achieve immortality. Again, ye shall be as God. So this poisonous ideology leads man to believe that he can manipulate nature or manipulate the natural order according to his will. So things like weather control, GMOs, modern medicine. Is all this sounding familiar to you people? Is it like everything kind of coming to head, like where we're at now at this point in history and in human living? Like, is it clicking? And for your audience, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure you have a very astute, very studious, very critical thinking audience. So I may be just preaching to the choir, but there may be that one or two people that are listening saying, like, I don't agree with what he's saying, or they may not understand. But I'm talking to that small group. Anybody else would probably know about this topic, or they'll learn something new. Hopefully I can get them to learn something new, and we'll see how that works out. So the serpent, another thing about the serpent, the serpent is mentioned as the craftiest of all field life. Here's another speculation of mine. I'm speculating that this can symbolize one being smarter than everyone else and therefore fit to rule over the less crafty. And this brings us into something called social Darwinism. Now, also, the serpent speaks in opposition to what Elohim says. So if we are to believe God to be true, then by default, we have to say the serpent must be a liar. When the serpent entices Eve by telling her, quote, the Elohim knows that in the day you eat of it, being the fruit from the forbidden tree, unclosed shall be your eyes, and you shall be as the Elohim. So 3 points here. The serpent tickles man's ego. And when I say man, that means male and female. The serpent tickles the man's ego by telling him that he will not die, leading man to conclude that he or she can be immortal. Number two, the serpent tickles man's ego of man once again telling him that he or she can be like the Elohim. And then number three, serpent tells man that his eyes will unclose. So with those three things, does this sound like things that a secret society tells their initiates? Is this symbolic of the initiation of man into secret societies like the Freemasons? So, see, we can speculate that the serpent initiated Adam and Eve into the false light of apotheosis. Now, I know that's very like over-analyzation, or that's very over-analytical, but in some cases, maybe not. Maybe this was really the message that was being brought to us in Genesis chapter 3. I call this the Genesis 3 matrix, as a matter of fact.
Pretty compelling, because, like me, so. Yeah, keep going.
Right. Okay. All right, so the serpent entices man once again by telling him that he would know both good and evil. Now, here's the problem with that. If God created everything to be good, provided that God is true, which he is, then evil entered the world only through Adam and Eve's disobedience, accepting the serpent's sales pitch of power without God. This is, as Chris said, apotheosis. And that's a two-step process. One, separation from God, and then two, deification of the self. And we'll talk more about it when we get back from this break.
Indeed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is, of course, RBN. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm your host, Chris Switzer, joined today by my very special guest, Millennial Mikey. And he's talking about apotheosis, generational curse of the Jew, and so on and so forth into the modern day, and how it applies to all of you and what they've done to control us. Go on, Mikey. The floor is yours.
Okay. So, thank you. So when I left off, I was talking about how the serpent in the Garden of Eden symbolically initiated Adam and Eve into the mysteries of the secret societies, the false light of apotheosis. And I left off by saying that apotheosis was a two-step process, separation from God and then deification of the self. Because if you look at the etymology of the word apotheosis, apo, there's actually various ways to they give various examples, but one of the key ones that jumped out of me was for apotheosis was away from God, which means to me, well, that symbolizes separation from God. And then also deification is also another word they use, because I try to get the etymology of words, and you're going to see that when your audience just wait, I got something that's going to blow your mind. But we'll get there. But I just wanted to touch on the fact that apotheosis is a two-step process. So from then from there, we'll keep it moving. So apotheosis is steeped in moral relativism, as you know. If man is to know good and evil, man will determine the standards of good and evil. So here's an example. In man's society, absolute obedience to the state could be considered, quote-unquote, good, according to man's moral relativistic standards, while absolute obedience to God could be considered, quote-unquote, evil.
Mm.
So here's something else about the serpent, and there's three things here, too. This is a quote, and I'm not going to tell you where it's from until I finish the quote, but pay attention very closely. Quote, "Today, I may tell you that our goal is now only a few steps off. There remains a small space to cross, and the whole long path we have trodden is ready now to close its cycle of the symbolic snake by which we symbolize our people. When this ring closes, all the states of Europe will be locked in its coil and as in a powerful vice." Now, before I even tell people where this is from, Chris, you want to take a guess what publication or what book this is from?
I was thinking about it. I'm drawing a blank. It sounds very familiar, though. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is Protocol Number 3, Verse 1 in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. So that's your first thing. That's the connection, the symbolic snake, which they symbolize their people connected to the cursed Jew. Coincidence? Yes. I think not. Number 2. Now, this is from the first book of Enoch, chapter 69, verse 6. And for those, before I read this, for those who may not subscribe to the book of Enoch, I get it. But it's something you should still pay attention to because it connects another dot here. So, quote, "And the name of the third is Gadriel. This is the one that showed all the deadly blows to the Son of Man. And he led astray Eve." So according to the first book of Enoch, chapter 69, verse 6, we have a name to tie to the serpent. Some people say it's Lucifer. Some people say it's Satan. I say that, by the way, people should actually, when they go to my BitChute channel, look for the Millennial Mikey map. It's a short video. It's about maybe 3 to 4 minutes. And it's basically in two parts where I connect so many dots, but it leads back to the name Gadriel. So Gadriel, this would make sense when you connect this to Judeo-Freemasonry. So here's a question. Have you ever been curious about what the G in the Freemasonic symbol stands for? Or have you ever wondered why Jews write about God, write out God as G-D?
The hyphen.
Why do they... hyphen. Yes, thank you. So G hyphen D. Now, there's very, you know, there's many reasons, speculations. My speculation is that the hyphen is to blot out a certain part of the name, because you can write out God. I mean, that's not forbidden, but apparently they take this very seriously, this G hyphen D. So
yes.
I thought, okay, could the hyphen be a replacement for an A, which would be G-A-D, which would be short for Gadriel? Like I said, it's a little bit of a stretch. I'll even say it's a little bit of a stretch. But I think it's somewhat of a logical stretch that you can say, well, okay, I can see that. Because, like, people are probably thinking, like, you know, why do they put the hyphen in there? Why don't they just write out G-O-D if they're talking about God? But
not
then
the
same if
God.
You think, right, now you see what I'm saying.
Yes.
Now, point three is that the serpent, Gadriel, and this is where we're going to get into present day, is the symbol for the medical industrial complex by means of the caduceus and the World Health Organization. Both entities are perpetuating the COVID virus scamdemic, or if you want to call it for short, the Conly scam, in order to pressure fear-filled citizens into rolling up their sleeves and taking an experimental mRNA genetic modification, which is classified as a weapon of mass destruction. So people are being enticed, coerced. And apparently, the first country to make it absolutely mandatory to take one of these genetic modifications is Tajikistan, which I believe is somewhere in the Middle East. And Abu Dhabi said by August 20th that if people who are not vaccinated will not be able to go into certain places. So everybody can see the screws tightening up. And don't think for a second that just because it's not your country that it's not coming to you either. I tell especially Americans and Canadians, like, I don't even think I have to say anything to them. I think they get it at this point. But Americans are comfortable, especially ever since these modifications came out and people are taking them. Now everybody's trying to get back to normal life. People are having 4th of July barbecues. People are going to the beach. People are traveling again. So I think this is more of a distraction to keep people away from the fact that food shortages are coming. The fact that, by the way, they're doing this as we speak, Cyber Polygon, because it started yesterday. Now, honestly, I don't know a whole lot much about it. I need to do a little bit more research on it. But, Chris, maybe you can help me out. Do you know exactly the ins and outs of Cyber Polygon? Because, like I said, I only have basic knowledge, but maybe you can...
No. I'm probably right where you are with... I'm definitely not learned, in that subject.
Right. So, something else. That's something else. You and I should probably look into a little bit more deeper.
Absolutely.
And then, if you want to have me on the show next time, maybe we can do a show dedicated to that, provided that there's still an internet. Because, the cyber polygon thing. Apparently, they're saying, what if there was a cyber pandemic? And the first thing I'm thinking is like, okay, what the hell is the cyber pandemic?
Yes.
Don't tell me you can get coronavirus through the computer now.
Right.
This
before you go into it as
about.
Well, check this out. Klaus Schwab actually just came out and said that not only do we need to be vaccinated against the quote-unquote virus, right? But he came out and said that we need a vaccine for the internet. Take that as you will.
Yeah, I think I pretty much understand what he meant by that, and shame on you, Klaus Schwab. Satan Klaus, that's what I call him.
Exactly.
So now, like I said, and I don't even say people who've been, people are vaccinated. I now say people are modified. There's a difference between vaccinated, because we talked about this in the video we did on the generational curse of the Jew. We said that, I think I said it again to reiterate, a vaccine has to provide two things, immunity or it has to prevent infection. It does neither. It just lessens symptoms, which also on top of that, that's bad because the symptoms is how you know your body is fighting whatever is attacking it. So if you're lessening the symptoms, you're compromising your immune system, which means you're making it come fall or winter when flu season hits, because that's going to actually usurp. This is a prediction I have. It's going to usurp coronavirus, because when flu season comes in, it's not going to be about coronavirus. Now it's going to be about the flu. And now they're talking about this Delta variant, which... that is an interesting one as well, because the first coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it, supposedly this is the strongest form of virus, allegedly, because that you can make up your mind about what I'm about to say now. But the variants aren't they usually weaker strains of the original virus? I could be wrong, but I want to maybe Chris, maybe you know about this.
That's what you would think, and that's what logic would dictate, but they seem to promote and, propagandize the fact that it's worse and it's deadlier and the opposite. So, yes.
Right.
I see the
contradiction. So I should share this, and share this with someone who says they've gotten COVID and are scared of this variant. Tell them, well, you got the first COVID, right, allegedly, and they'll say yes. Well, the variants are weaker strains, so why are you worried about it? You got the original one, which is more ferocious than the variant, so your immune system pretty much took care of you being infected with COVID. So this Delta variant, which is weaker, is just going to be like nothing. You could just like dust that off like nothing. So this variant... Again, preaching to the choir. Most of the people are informed here. But if you got someone who may be a normie listening, and I actually mean that as an endearing term of love, not as an insult. But if there's a normie out there listening, just think about this. If you got COVID, the first version, the alpha version, and now you're worried about the Delta version, you shouldn't. You had COVID, allegedly, and you built up an immunity and you beat it. So this variant should be nothing to you. You shouldn't be worrying about it. And when they bring it up, you should be laughing at them. Because that's what I do. I laugh. I was like, saying, wait, you're serious? And now they're saying, oh, it is very big in children. So they're trying to say, remember, the first coronavirus didn't affect children. As a matter of fact, like a 0.0, close to a 0.0% infection rate with children. Might be a little higher now, but it's probably like 0.1 or 2. But the point I'm trying to make is now they're saying, oh, no, this affects children now. So now we have to get the children vaccinated. That's the goal, I think, mainly. That's one of the goals. And next, I think, is just to lock us down again. But what I want to say is that they're saying, oh, the vaccinated can catch it. Interesting, right? What happened to going back to normal? Now you got to throw the mask back, because that's going to be the next thing. Oh, everybody got to sheet muzzle up again. Everybody got to socially isolate. Everybody's got to lock themselves in their house and wait for whoever, because now they're talking about door-to-door vaccines now, or door-to-door modifications. And I'll put this out publicly. Don't come here. Don't, and when I say don't come here, I was like, don't come to where I'm at. So, talking about a vaccine. Like, because this is going to be probably the shortest conversation I will ever have with anybody if someone shows up on my door to say, oh, we noticed you haven't taken the COVID vaccine. And yeah, and I'm not. And you're not going to give it to me. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to leave. And then after 30, well, use your imagination after that. I'm not going to get into details, but I'm sure a lot of the audience listening now feel the same way. Like, yeah, show up here. That's going to be fun. We're going to have there'll be a surprise waiting for you. So yes. I just want to let it know, Biden, as far as I'm concerned, he's nobody to me. But I did hear what he said when he said that, and the first thing I thought, I was like, yeah, don't come here. Really. Don't come to this neighborhood, as a matter of fact, where I'm at. I'm in a small town, small rural area, and we don't take kindly to mandated modifications here. We'll just leave it at that. So anyway, going back to what I was talking about to get back on track here. So with these weapons of mass destruction, by default, the masses are mind-controlled into accepting a substance that will hybridize you. It is the merger of man and artificial intelligence, a.k.a. transhumanism, or the symbol is H+, a.k.a. the mixing of iron and clay, and that has many interpretations too, but I think this is very appropriate, the mixing of iron and clay when it comes to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel talked about. This seems very appropriate. Like, it seems to fit too good, as a matter of fact. So the mixing of iron and clay, a.k.a. the fifth age, because remember, there were four ruling empires, but then the fifth one is the mixing of the iron and clay, the fifth age of empire rule. Now, let's go back to the scriptures for a second, and we're going to go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 42. And the toes of the feet, part of them iron, and part of them clay. At the end, the kingdom shall be mighty, yet part of it frail, seeing that you perceive the iron mixed with the muddy clay. Thus, mixing the wealth is the armed forces of the mortal. Chris, since that seemed to intrigue you, what do you glean out of that? Because I've been taking over your show, and I don't think you've said like 50 words since we've been on.
No, so you're. I'm learning a lot of myself, just seeing it from another perspective. I love the discourse. I love the discussion. I'm an info junkie, and you're bringing it all together and kind of unpackaging it in a way that's very, it's very potable. It's easy to consume and understand. So I'm just listening and loving what I'm hearing, and I'm hoping the audience is getting what you're putting down. I think they are. But what you're saying essentially is you're bringing scripture to life. You're showing prophecy coming to fruition, and you're seeing God's word be true. You know, and it's bad that we're going through what we're going through today with the mRNA genetic modifications, people dying, the misery, the suffering. I'm hoping we can come out of it, though, stronger people, more resilient, and actually have a firm community where you can look at your neighbor and actually feel like you have a common bond. Today, we're lost and we're looking at each other, or at least I know I'm looking at people and I'm like, I am nothing like you. You know, it's a Weimar world.
Right. And then this goes back to another thing we touched on in the video, the split. I talked about 3D and 5D, and they've been new aged. They've been new ageized, if I create a word for it. But I was talking about how the 3D is the extremely satanic or materialistic, and the 5D is the luciferic or extremely subjective. And I said that we have to strike a balance. We have to be spirit in the flesh, because what we do here matters. It's like, you know, the people that are very, subjective and stuff. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back.
Yes, yes. Sorry to cut you off. Stay tuned, guys. Be right back.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. My name is Chris Switzer. I am your host. If you're just tuning in, we have a very special guest, Millennial Mikey. Brian needs a glass of water. We've been talking behind the scenes. So grab a glass of water if you need. I'm just going to share a quick announcement before I get back to you. I don't know if you heard, Millennial Mikey, but the Jedi Cloud Contract, which was basically the whole backbone for cybersecurity and our war command and everything through the Pentagon's infrastructure and their cyber command structure and defense and security, everything, the cloud, it was called JEDI, or the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Contract from the DOD, Department of Defense, and they awarded the contract, which is $10 billion, it says it's worth, to Microsoft. It was won in 2019. And then immediately, Jeff Bezos and Amazon Web Services said that there was collusion, illegal criminality, conspiracy between Trump and Microsoft to get the contract. They disputed it. It's been tied up in court. And just recently, 4 days ago, big news out of Washington, they canceled the JEDI contract. They said it never got off the ground. Yeah, so this is big to see what happens, who picks up the pieces, if Amazon steps in and takes over. I don't know, but this is definitely huge news in cyber world and military defense and just the overall surveillance grid. It's pretty wild.
Right. Yeah, I don't know much about the JEDI, but I've heard of it, and I know it was it had to do with a cloud that and deal with the Department of Defense and Microsoft. But yeah, no, I had no idea that it fell through. Can we call that good news, or
in a way? Yes, because I'll tell you why, and maybe some of you might already know. Both Amazon and Microsoft are basically owned by Israeli Jews. The back end, the coding, the engineering, the software, the management, the money, all of it. Okay, and they have research and development and centers all over Israel. In that area, in the Negev, Beersheba region, where they have essentially their version of the NSA over there, Unit 8200. Where they're doing all of those things, and they have access through our NSA, given to them, mind you, not even, legally, given to them through our government, where they get all of this research and this raw data from the NSA surveillance grid and their information grid, and they don't have to reciprocate, folks. So why should they then get the contract through a private corporation, pseudo-private corporation, a hybrid, really, like Amazon or a Microsoft, to have
public-private?
Yeah, to have everything through our military, known as the JEDI contract. It's crazy. So I hope Amazon doesn't come in to swoop in and take over, and we say, oh, it's better than Amazon does. Either way, it's a win for Israel. So I see it as good until I see differently, until something else happens.
Understood. But that's a good way to put it. So I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to get into what I was going to talk about. I have to probably wait for the next hour for that, because I know you go by the hour. So I'll just wrap up with this before the next commercial break hits in.
Sure.
So transhumanism is a corruption of God's natural creation, or logos, of you as a man created by Elohim. This may also connect to the 5G Internet of Things control grid, harvesting your body to be a 5G antenna as part of the Internet of Bodies. There is a reason why Moderna called the injection an operating system, and that they were hacking the software of life. We'll have to pick this up in the next hour.
Absolutely, guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You do not want to miss it.
Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.